Wow. I'm beat. Who knew hiking would be so demanding? My legs feel like jello right now. Yes. Yes, it does have a nice view, but did we really have to hike this mountain? It's massive. Seriously, if you had told me to go camping with you a month from now, I would have refused. I mean, we've been friends for a while now, but I never knew you were into this sort of stuff. No, it's not an insult. I'm just surprised. When we met, you looked like, well, you know, not like this. Oh, all I'm saying is that you were different back then. My first impression of you? Well, I don't think it matters really. You look good now. No. I didn't mean you looked bad before. I'm saying that you were the type of guy I'd typically try to avoid. And I was wrong to think that. I didn't know you were going through a tough time. Everyone does, and I was way too quick at judging you. You want me to judge you now? I don't think I should judge people, especially my friends. I don't want to say something hurtful. Look, my perception of you has changed so much from when we first met, and I don't want to say what I thought of you before knowing who you really are. Shouldn't my opinion of you now matter more than what I thought of you before we became friends? You really want to hear what I thought about you before we were friends? Okay. When we first met, you looked like you were down on your luck. Didn't really take care of yourself, bags under your eyes, greasy hair. You smelled a little too. Happy now? No, I'm not mad. It's just a bizarre conversation to have. We're on a mountain about to spend the weekend in the same tent, and surely you can see that I don't think the same about you as I did back then. More details? Why are you so insistent on this? I know you've got anxiety and confidence issues. I don't think saying more will be helpful. Fine. When I moved in next door to your apartment, there you were, averting your eyes as I introduced myself to you as your new neighbor. I was really bummed out that my neighbor was going to be this shut-in who plays video games all day and only eats takeout. You didn't really talk, so I knew right there you were the shy type. Sure, you'd offered to help move some boxes, which, I mean, I appreciated, but you quickly just went back into your apartment and you only came out to grab some food from time to time. Otherwise, you were really quiet, so I didn't have much more of an opinion other than that. Okay, so is that enough? Telling you all this is making me pretty uncomfortable. Why? I'm basically telling you all the things that made you look like a loser. It's humiliating, isn't it? Tell me this isn't some weird fetish thing. Okay, thank God. It would have been weird if you were into it. So, why do you want to know all of this? Like, we're really good friends. That should show you that you've changed. Well, you shower now, for one, and if I can add, you do smell good. It's so cute when you turn red like that. You smell really good. Okay, I'll stop. But seriously, it's crazy to see how much you've transformed your life. The bags under your eyes are gone. You're eating healthier. You look like you began working out. You've done drastic changes, and I'm proud of you. I'm honestly proud of you, and I hope you keep this up. Your biggest change has got to be your smile. I don't think I ever saw you smile in the first few months after we met, but now you're lighting the place up with your smile. Yeah, I know. You went through that depression. Okay, so you know that the walls of the apartments are like paper, right? I know for a fact you could hear me singing in the shower. You probably heard me butcher a lot of songs, and I accept that. Anyway, I I might have heard you a few times at night in your bed, crying yourself to sleep. It broke my heart, lying awake in my bed at 2 a.m., hearing you sob on the other side of that thin wall. I promised myself that I would wake up in the morning and invite you over for breakfast, but I just couldn't do it. I don't know why. It was hard to hear it one night, but to hear it many times a week. God, I felt so helpless. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said all of that. This is supposed to be a getaway weekend, but here I am bringing up super painful memories. Are you doing okay? I mean, lately? Obviously, you've changed your lifestyle, does it still hurt inside? A little bit? Oh, do you mind if I give you a hug? I should have given you a hug months ago, but I was so clueless. I didn't know how to help you, and with you being so reclusive, it only made it harder, you know? I didn't want to be overbearing. Knock on your door, give you a hug out of nowhere seems a bit weird. Well, I'm glad that I can give you one now, and if you let me, I'll give you one whenever you need it, okay? Good. I'm happy with that deal. I'll give you one every day. Why not? We're good friends and neighbors. I can just open my door, take a giant step to reach your door, knock, and the second you open up, I wrap my arms around you and squeeze just like this. I'm sorry. I don't know why I did that. Wait, should it? It's just not... I can't. Listen, I can't have that type of relationship with you. It's not you, okay? I swear it's not. It's just I'm confused about all of it, to be honest. I really like you. Like... a lot, and you've become such a gentleman and a great friend, but I still have these thoughts that maybe I'm not for you. You deserve so much, and I don't know if I'm the right one. I don't want us to be a thing only for one of us to realize that we're not meant to be together and getting our hearts broken. I couldn't live with myself if I broke your heart, and I value our friendship more than anything in the world, and I can't lose that. I can't. What if it doesn't work out? And our friendship wouldn't be the same afterwards. I don't know. Please don't make me choose. I don't want to hurt you by refusing. Okay. But just one kiss, and then we don't talk about this anymore. Pinky promise to me. Okay, here we go. Wow, that was, it was nice. I liked it too. Maybe another one? If you don't mind, that is. Wait, kissing is one thing, but groping me like that is another. Shit, no, don't be embarrassed. I didn't mean it like that. Hey, listen to me. You are not a creep, okay? I understand that it was getting a little bit heated. I kind of liked it, to be honest. Yeah, I did. And from that bulge in your pants, I can tell you did too. Hang on, you don't have to answer if it's embarrassing for you, but have you ever kissed a girl before? No? Does that mean that... Are you still a virgin? You are. Oh, no, don't shy away like that. It's all right. That explains a lot, actually. Well, part of it. Can I ask you something else? And please don't answer if you don't feel comfortable. Okay, good. So when you were in bed crying, was it because you were lonely? It's okay. Look at me. Hey, it's okay. It really is. Thank you for telling me. I appreciate you trusting me. Just a quick one. If you want another, you're going to have to answer a few more questions. Okay. For starters, did you ever think about me? You know what I mean. Did you ever think about me when you were jerking off? Don't play dumb. All guys jerk off. So, did you think about me or no? Naughty boy. I really find it cute when you shy away like that. If it's any consolation, I think it's flattering. Oh yeah, totally. I mean, you can jerk off to any porn star, yet you jerk off to the thought of me. It's pretty hot. Your eyes are so round. I wish you could see yourself right now. Okay, so next question. Okay. Something a bit more serious. Did you start changing your life because of me? I don't know. Maybe try and get my attention? Because, I mean, it worked. We're friends now, aren't we? So you did do those changes for me. Wow, now I'm really flattered. Can I ask one last question before you totally disappear from shying away so much? I swear, last question. Did you have any thoughts about being in the same tent as me for the whole weekend? Come on, just answer this one. Ooh, you did. And what did you imagine? Well, that is a pretty sexy scenario. Sure it is. Are you kidding me? The way you described how the cold atmosphere at this elevation would force us to cuddle closer and I'd slowly wiggle my ass against you for warmth, only resulting in you grabbing my hips and thrusting against my panties while I sleep. God, it's pure smut material. Well, why are you surprised to learn that girls can be perverts too? You look so cute right now, trying so hard to be this small ball to disappear from this conversation, but I can also see from how much your eyes are roaming over me that you want more. Okay, how about this? Seeing as I couldn't help you in your darker times, why don't I help you in your brighter ones? Oh, you really are clueless. What I'm saying is I'll teach you a few things. I may not be Miss Right, but I can show you pointers so that when you do meet her, you will rock her world. Oh, come on. It'll be fun. Don't worry about a thing. We'll go slow. Plus, it's not like there's much else to do on this mountain, right? Okay, good. Why don't we head inside the tent for this? You really couldn't buy a bigger tent. This one is clearly for one person, which I'm sure you didn't know about, right? Oh my God, teasing you is so fun. Okay, so why don't we pick up where we left off? Let's start with some kissing, and you can touch me a little bit. Okay. Slide your hand down to my hips. And your other hand can stroke my arm or neck. You are really good at this. Move that hand and cup my breast. Don't be shy. Here, let me place it for you. See, it's not so bad. Now, give it a few squeezes. Feels really good. I'm actually getting into this. Do you mind if we went a bit further? Great. What I really want right now is for you to remove my top. Yes, I'm serious. If a girl tells you she wants you to remove her top, you do so immediately. Okay, so let me guide you on how to remove a bra. I'm just going to move my hair out of the way. You see that little clip there? Pull it like this, and there. Bingo. Your first pair of breasts. Tell me, do you like them? You do? What do you like about them? Perky, but full. And what about my nipples? Yes, they absolutely are hard. I'm really excited right now. Your hands feel way better without clothing in the way. Wow. I gotta remove your shirt. It's only fair, right? You do work out. Looking good. No, it's not bad. I think having a bit of a belly is hot. So, I mean, it shows you've got an appetite. And you have just the perfect amount of hair on your chest. You have no idea how much I love that. Up your neck. Around your ear. You like that? I can keep going if you'd like. I think it's time to move on to more enticing things. The pants. Lose them. Show me how much you want this. And the briefs. Come on. I like that. No, don't cover up. I want to see it. Don't be embarrassed. Size doesn't matter. Trust me, it really doesn't. I think it looks perfect. I really do mean that. I guess it's my turn now, huh? And my panties. Okay, so you typically want to go slow with removal of clothing, but I'm honestly way too horny to keep this slow. Still, we won't go too fast, so you can enjoy yourself. Now, at this point, you've got a few options, but I suggest sticking to more foreplay. Things like cuddling together and showering my body with kisses is a good way to get a girl into the mood and get her ready without having you blow your load prematurely. Do you want to try that? Okay, great. Scoot on right next to me and pull me close. And then go crazy with kisses. Anywhere you want, silly, but I'd focus on the neck, ears, and definitely the collarbone. Like that. Yes. That's it. Oh. Oh, I like how you bit my earlobe. Yes, just like that. Oh. Okay, that's enough. Move lower. Cup my other breast while you kiss it. The tongue. You use the tongue. Yes. Good. Good. I like that. Suck my nipple into your mouth. Oh, yeah. Please. I can't wait any longer. Go down on me. You see how wet I am when I spread my legs like this? I'm dripping right now. Please eat me out. That feels fuck amazing. It's happening. Oh, way quicker than usual, but I'm fuck, babe, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Fuck! Don't stop. I'm coming. Lick me up. Drink me. Oh, good boy. Oh. Oh, wow. Oh, wow, still. Wow. I never had an orgasm that strong before. Oh my God. I'd love to get another one, but I think it's your time to relax. Lie back and spread your legs. Don't be shy. You look really tasty. And you've got nothing to be ashamed of. Plus, I'm on the verge of just jumping on you and riding until you burst. Speaking of burst, don't shoot your load just yet, okay? Enjoy this, but try to hold back. As I thought. Tasty. You like it? I know just how much you're wiggling. I just want to hear you say it. Good boy. Focus on something else. I just don't want you to come just yet. I still haven't gotten to ride you. Now close your legs together so I can straddle you. I really don't want to tease you more than I should, but I can just rub my pussy against your cock like this. Oh, fuck. Just that alone could send me over the edge. Okay. Take a deep breath. And try to hold on, because I'm gonna slide down, and take it all. Oh, fuck. Oh shit. Your cock is just so perfect. perfect. I won't even ask if you like this. Your face says it all. How does it feel to have a girl fuck you? I bet you're in heaven right now, looking up and seeing a girl with her arms on your chest, bouncing breasts, squeezing together as she rides your cock. I hope my tight pussy is better than any fleshlight you've used. Warm and wet and just for you. That's right. I'm so fucking wet. You're so fucking good at this, even if it's your first time. You're gonna be so good at this later on. I wanna go slow, but fuck. I can't help myself. I need to go faster, babe. I need to. Hold on. Oh, fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. This feels good. I'm gonna come again. Oh my god. Oh god. Oh god. I'm gonna come. Come with me, baby. Come. Come. Come with me, come inside me. It's okay, I'm on the pill. Come inside me. Fuck, come. Like that. Oh, I feel it. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh, wow. I'm speechless. That was wow. This cock is perfect for me. Oh, I loved it too. I know you'd love for me to stay straddled on your dick, but I'm starting to get a leg cramp, so can I get off you? Thanks. Ooh, so what's the plan for this weekend? No, I don't mean all that hiking and adventuring bullshit. I mean, how often are we gonna fuck? Oh yes, we're gonna do this again. Say, twice a day? I'm thinking once in the morning and the other one before bed. I am sure you're able to keep up. I can't wait to teach you even more things. We're going to wake up and just do it. And then we're going to go out by that stream and undress and... What? Your girlfriend? No, I can't be your girlfriend. I don't want to hurt you, but I can't do that. Give it a shot? I don't know. I need to tell you something. I'm a nymphomaniac. Well, it means I have a very high sex drive. I was actually diagnosed as a nympho. Once I reached puberty, I had these awful migraines and I'd get visibly sick, and the doctors didn't know what was wrong with me until one day I appeared to have less severe symptoms and I admitted to the doctor I'd masturbated the night before, and oh god, this is embarrassing. He encouraged me to try it again, as creepy as that sounds, but it worked. And from then on, I've been hooked on sex. That's why I felt like shit when you cried yourself to sleep, because I was masturbating right on the other side of that wall, and I felt so guilt-stricken as I imagined myself coming into your room and just using you, even though you were at your lowest. I'm so sorry. I feel horrible, but... What? You still want me? Baby, how will this work out? You've just come out of a depression from being lonely for so long, and I am a certified sex addict. I don't think having those two extremes together will make for a healthy relationship. Well, I guess that all those years you spent alone have made you yearn for what I basically need to stay sane. So maybe it could work. Okay, why not? Let's do it. I want to be your girlfriend, your nymphomaniac girlfriend.